I'm with Chris Yap here tonight, the Miranda Mod, Shift 2. Can you tell us, Chris, what you are talking about tonight?
Well, what I'm going to be talking about tonight is schools as organisations. I mean, nobody needs to be reminded at the moment that we live in a very tough economic time. And the question is, how efficient are schools and how effective are schools, given the resources that they have? And what I want to do is to review 21 years of my involvement to try to show some of the questions where I don't think that we've made significant progress in 20 years, to contrast with some areas where I think we've made fantastic progress. And I think it's those blind spots that are actually holding us back now from being able to really create a 21st century education system. So that's what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, it seems to me like they're the break points that need to be filled in, the lacuna, the bits that just aren't getting there. So what specifically would those be?
Well, I think that the point is the design and organisation and governance of schools. I think, obviously, inevitably, we focus on teaching and learning and the quality of the teaching and the quality of learning. But in order to achieve that, schools spend a lot of their time and their resources and their energy doing other things. Relationships with parents, relationships with the inspectorates, with the community, with employers, you know, with the local church, with all sorts of groups that they will have involvement in it. And of course, all of that is overhead. And what I find is that virtually everything, if I try to dream what my vision would be like, I can find it somewhere in the United Kingdom state education sector, but not all of it's happening in any one place. So it's not a question of we need to keep innovating. I think we need to diffuse the innovations that we've done and actually sit back a bit and think about what would it be like if we took all of the lessons we've learned about how technology interacts with education and actually made it all happen in one place. And that's what I want to very much encourage. So I think the cynical view is that what we've done is to let a thousand flowers wilt. You know, what we've done is to do lots and lots of experiments. We've learned lots and lots of things. And then we all get so annoyed because it feels like we've made so little progress. And what I want to do is, on the part, celebrate that progress, but look at those areas, as I said, which I think are, you know, the peripheral ancillary areas. So just to give you one example, if I asked you, out of a 40-hour working week or a 60-hour working week or a teacher's working, how many hours of that are spent on the things that they consider to be core to their job, and how much of that is overhead? How much of the total time, you know, per hour, is actually spent on teaching and learning in a school? And I want to go through those, and I'm going to use some examples from outside schools because I'm not going to sort of hammer them and that. But what I want to do is to try to come out, well, what is the language that would enable schools to manage their own change?
Yeah, that sounds great, and I really look forward to hearing it tonight. So thank you so much.
My pleasure.